Excerpt number 9, Rabash. Why was the Torah given to Israel? Why was the Torah given to Israel? Because they are fierce. Rashi interpreted, because Israel are fierce, they were given the Torah, which veins the strength and subdues their hearts. We should understand the following. 1. This implies that the Torah was not given to the nations of the world because they're not fierce, and therefore have no need for the Torah. 2. After the Torah, they will no longer be on the same degree as the nations of the world. We should say that foreigner means working for oneself, and Israel means that one is serving the Creator. When one wants to be Israel, he sees that he is fierce in both attributes and views, which are fiercely against the Kedusha. This is why they were given the Torah. But one who works for his own benefit is regarded as a foreigner. At that time, his attributes are not against the works for his own benefit. At that time, his attributes are not against the Kedusha and are not fierce, so they have no need for the Torah, which veins their strength, meaning the power of lusts, subdues their hearts, means that all the desires surrender before the Kedusha because the light of the Torah reforms him. And then he feels the greatness of the Creator and receives the strength to subdue his qualities. But when one works for oneself, he cannot see that he has bad attributes and views, because for one's own sake, the body gives strength to work and does not show him any lack in the work.
Let's keep going.
Excerpt number 10, Likutei Halachot, Choshen Mishpat, Rules of the Guarantor. It is impossible to observe the Torah and Mitzvot unless through Arvut, when each one becomes responsible for his friend. Since the essence of the observance of the Torah, which is the desire, is through unity, anyone who wishes to take upon himself the burden of Torah and Mitzvot, which is primarily by overcoming the desire, must be included in the whole of Israel in great unity. For this reason, at the time of the reception of the Torah, they immediately become responsible for one another because they were regarded as one. Precisely by each being responsible for his friend, which is the quality of unity, specifically by this can they observe the Torah. Without it, it would not be possible to observe the Torah whatsoever. Since the heart of observing the Torah, which is the desire, is through unity, when all are regarded as one, it follows that specifically through Arvut, which is when everyone are regarded as one, is the heart of observing the Torah, since the essence of love and unity is in the desire, when each one is pleased with his friend, and there is no disparity of desire among them, and all are included in one desire, by which they are included in the upper desire, which is the complete unity. And they're all included in the upper desire, which is the complete unity.
Stay in that level my whole life.
Excerpt number 11. It is written, and the people encamped as one man with one heart. This means that they all had one goal, which is to benefit the Creator. It follows, we should understand how they could be as one man with one heart, since we know that our sages said, as their faces are not similar to one another, their views are not similar to one another, so how could they be as one man with one heart? Answer, if we're saying that each one cares for himself, it is impossible to be as one man, since they're not similar to one another. However, if they all annul themselves and worry only about the benefit of the Creator, they have no individual views, since the individuals have all been cancelled and have entered the single authority. This is the meaning of what is written, the view of landlords. It is opposite from the view of Torah. It is so because the view of Torah is cancelling the authority. As our sages said, if a man dies in a tent, the Torah exists only in one who puts himself to death. Meaning he who puts himself to death, namely his self-gratification, and does everything only for the Creator, this is called preparation for reception of the Torah. Excerpt number 12.
What is the preparation to receive the Torah in the work? Our sages said the Torah exists only in one who puts himself to death over it. We should understand the word exist. What does it tell us? We should interpret this according to what our sages said. The Creator said, I have created the evil inclination, I have created the Torah as a spice. That is, the Torah should be a spice. In whom is this so? Since there is no light without a kli, no filling without a lack. For this reason, they said, that those who want to put themselves to death, meaning that want to put to death the will to receive for their own sake, and want to do everything for the sake of the Creator, see that they cannot do this on their own. To them, the Creator said, I have created the evil inclination, I have created the Torah as a spice. But in those who do not want to annul themselves, and want there to be two authorities, meaning that man's authority will remain and the Creator will give them, and they will extract the delight and pleasure at his disposal and hand it over to the receivers. The Torah does not exist. That is, the Torah does not become a spice for them, since they do not want it to be a spice. And if there is no desire and need, which are the kli, there is no light. Number 13, from Baal HaSulam, the Arvut. This is to speak of the Arvut, mutual guarantee, when all of Israel became responsible for one another, because the Torah was not given to them before each and every one from Israel was asked if he agreed to take upon himself the mitzvah, the commandment, of loving others in the full measure expressed in the words, love your friend as yourself, as explained in the article. This means that each and everyone in Israel will take upon himself to care and work for each member of the nation to satisfy all their needs, no less than the measure imprinted to him to care for his own needs. Since the whole nation unanimously agreed and said, we will do and we will hear. Each member of Israel became responsible that no member of the nation will lack anything. Only then did they become worthy of receiving the Torah. and not before. With this collective responsibility, each member of the nation was liberated from worrying about the needs of his own body and could observe the mitzvah, love your friend as yourself, in the fullest measure, and give all that he had to any needy person, since he no longer cared for the existence of his own body, as he knew for certain that he was surrounded by 600,000 loyal lovers standing ready to provide for him. And we as a 10 go together, we can agree.
Excerpt number 14, Mount Sinai. What is Mount Sinai? A mountain on which the hatred for the nations of the world descended. We should understand why the Torah caused hatred specifically toward Israel, and why we do not say that there is hatred between Ishmaelites and Christians, for example. We should interpret that in ethics. The nations of the world are their desires, meaning corporeal lusts, whose wish is only to fill their stomachs. The carrier of this is the evil inclination. Conversely, Israel is called the desire for the work of the Creator, and its carrier is the good inclination. During the work, a person has desires and yearnings for corporeal lusts. It follows that the person loves the nations of the world and has a lot of work to be able to overcome so as to change these desires, but this is possible only through the Torah, whose attribute is to hate all the corporeal lusts. We should interpret that it is called Mount Sinai, because hatred descended to the nations of the world. That is, through the Torah, one is rewarded with hatred for the nations of the world, establishing in one's heart hatred for the evil inclination. As our sages said, the light in it reforms him. That hate for the evil inclination was determined in his heart, as our sages said, the light in it reforms.